ahead. How's it going, JJ?
Good, how y'all doing?
Good. You guys got any questions for JJ?
We're just getting over.
JJ, I'm sure you weren't alone, but I know you were obviously not amused by the loss on Sunday. Was that a particularly painful defeat for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, any loss is painful and you don't enjoy it. But it's time to move on. We have a great challenge this week up in San Francisco.
And how do you guys go about moving on?
Come to work, watch the problems on tape, learn where we can get better, and then come out this week and practice well and play well on Sunday.
Have you noticed a refocus or an energy in getting back to work so quickly?
No, we have a very good football team, and we've got a lot of guys who have always been very focused, and there's no issue with focus or intensity at all.
JJ, what have you been your impressions of the 49ers offensive line and what you're going to encounter Sunday night?
Well, you know, they're a very good football team. They're one of those tough, hard-nosed football teams who prides themselves on that. They obviously have a good quarterback who can move around. They're well coached, and it'll be a nice challenge for us.
I know you move around the line a lot, but have you taken particular notice of Alex Boone, and how would you characterize his game?
I watch every offensive lineman. I watch everybody, and I'm not going to give away any trade secrets or anything, but they're good. Like I said, they're well coached. They're guys who play hard. They have good technique, so they're a very good offensive line.
How is your nose?
My nose is fine.
Okay,
Six stitches in it. Has that been a problem with you before, JJ? Have you had that happen before?
It happened in college. It's never happened to me in the NFL, but it's part of the game, you know. There's going to be blood. There's going to be injuries. I'm not out here doing cheerleading stunts. I'm playing football.
It looked like someone was trying to help you take care of that nose, and you kind of, didn't want any medical attention. Is that right?
I wanted medical attention. It's just when he put the pressure on it, he kind of put the pressure in a sensitive area, and it didn't feel too good.
You know, Joe Staley,
people would react in that situation.
Gotcha.
Joe Staley went through something like that last year, and he said he had trouble breathing through that nose the rest of the game. Did you encounter similar stuff?
No, I didn't have any trouble breathing. Just had a little bit of blood run down into my mouth and my mouth guard, but didn't really provide any issue.
Okay. JJ, do you pattern yourself at all after Justin Smith or see any similarities between you two?
I have a lot of respect for Justin Smith. I love the way he plays the game. I love the way he goes about his business. He's definitely a guy that I respect his game, and I respect the way he handles himself. I think we're not necessarily the same type of player. We don't necessarily there's a couple of things that are different about us, but like I said, his work ethic, his tenacity, what he stands for, and the type of guy he is, I have a lot of respect for him as a player.
When you say you guys are different, I mean, obviously you are. I mean, it seems that you're a little bit more athletic, where Justin's kind of just bull rushes his way in there. Is that one aspect of it?
I don't think you're going to find too many guys around the league who will tell you that Justin Smith's not athletic. He's a very good football player. He's athletic. But he is very strong. I mean, I pride myself on being strong as well. I think there are definitely similarities, but there are also just a couple differences there. But I have nothing but the utmost respect for Justin Smith.
After encountering Russell Wilson in the second half yesterday and how he was able to move around, what does that do in terms of preparing for Kaepernick this week?
You know, obviously playing two mobile quarterbacks back-to-back, definitely gives you a good look at it. We played much better in the first half than we did in the second half. So we just need to make sure that we keep our assignments, execute what we're supposed to do. We just need to execute the game plan that Wade gives us. He's a heck of a defensive coordinator. He always has a great plan, and as long as we go out there and execute, we'll be just fine.
JJ, you obviously have such a great backstory. I'm sure you've been asked this before, but you know, if you didn't have an kind of an epiphany and kind of recommit yourself to football. Any ideas what you'd be doing right now?
Well, first off, I never had an epiphany. I never recommitted myself to football. I knew exactly what I was doing when I left Central Michigan. When I worked at Pizza Hut, I was never down and out. I never quit. I knew when I left Central Michigan in December, I knew I was transferring to Wisconsin in June. So it's not like I was down and out and a bum. I knew exactly what the plan was. I just had 6 months there where I got to focus on training and getting bigger, and obviously I had to work at Pizza Hut. Obviously I've come a very long way, and I'm very proud of the journey and all the people who helped get me here. A lot of people doubted that any of this was possible. A lot of people thought it was a mistake to leave. There's a lot of doubters out there, and my family, my close friends, my trainer, and myself, we all believed in the plan and the goal. And if you're willing to put in the time and you're willing to put in the effort and you believe in it and you put in that work, you're going to get to where you want to be.
Clearly, I might have gotten my story wrong. Just so I'm clear, I thought there was at some point a young kid kind of looked at you and, you know, said, hey, didn't you used to be this great football player, and that was some sort of motivation for you. Is that a bit of a myth?
It was motivation, but that story has definitely been blown out of proportion. A lot of people try and make it seem like that was the moment where I all of a sudden magically decided I was going to be a football player again, and people trying to make it out like I went back to my car and cried and all that. That's not the case at all. There was a situation with a little boy, and he did looked up to me, and yes, I did use that as motivation, but by no means was it a epiphany moment or anything like that. Like I said, I knew the plan the whole time. My workouts didn't change, my motivation didn't change at that time. It was just one more thing to add to the motivational list.
Did you go against Alex Boone in college?
Not that I'm aware of. I played against, I believe I played against him in the preseason 2 years ago, but I'm not 100.
All right, I think we're good, JJ. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.